Well, it's a very broad theme, as you can see. It basically underlines the fact that creativity is common to the whole of mankind and that we all have the capacity to create. And it's sort of focusing on the role that creativity plays in improving the quality of our lives and what young innovators are doing, young innovators and creators are doing to break new ground.
As you say, it is a broad topic. Can you give me an example in one area?
Perhaps 3D printing. We've heard a lot about that in the media lately, and actually to celebrate World Intellectual Property Day this year at WIPO, we've been organizing a demonstration of 3D printing to try to sort of understand the technology a little bit better and to demonstrate what its potential is. And we have put together a small exhibition here at WIPO's headquarters in Geneva to do just that, and it's a fascinating area. What's so wonderful, I think, about it is that it's possible to create really complex shapes and objects that can't be made in any other way. They can only really be found in that form in nature. So this really is a fascinating area, and I think it has enormous potential. 3D printers are becoming much more affordable to the everyday person, and who knows, within a few years we might all have a 3D printer in our homes.
Who is World Intellectual Property Day aimed at, and how can it be celebrated by whoever it's aimed at?
Well, actually, we cast our net very broadly. A large part of the campaign is developed using social media, and anybody can follow us on our Facebook page. We have a World Intellectual Property Day Facebook page, which has been very active this year, and there people make comments about different aspects of the IP system, what they think about it, the role that creativity plays and the role that the intellectual property system plays in protecting creativity and in encouraging creators and inventors to do what they do best. Of course, that's a fundamental basic purpose of the intellectual property system, to incentivize inventors and creators and to recognize and reward them for their efforts, but at the same time to make sure that the fruits of their creativity are freely available to the general public. And that's at the center of the intellectual property system.
Maybe you could explain how WIPO works. When a person has an idea, what should that person do? Contact WIPO, or what's the purpose of WIPO?
Well, WIPO operates at the international sphere, so WIPO, the World Intellectual Property Organization, we are an intergovernmental organization that has 185 member states, and so we're a multilateral forum where member states can come and discuss and thrash out agreement on different aspects of the intellectual property system. So if you're an individual and you have an idea or you have a concept or a prototype or a technology that you would like to protect, the best thing to do is to contact, well, first and foremost, an IP, an intellectual property lawyer, and to get some advice on how to move forward, and also to contact your national office. In order to obtain a patent, which is the intellectual property title that protects an invention, you have to jump through certain hoops, if you like. You have to satisfy certain criteria. You have to prove that your technology is truly novel.
And finally, just give me an idea of what kinds of things have been invented.
We have, for example, Masouda Hassani is a product designer who grew up in Afghanistan and has developed a landmine decommissioning device, which works a bit like tumbleweed, as it just the wind blows it through zones where landmines have been laid to detonate those devices. We have another featured inventor is Juan Sebastian Osorio, a biomedical engineer from Chile, I believe. And he's developed a device to monitor and prevent sleep apnea amongst premature babies. Apparently, it's a serious concern for premature babies. And so he's hoping to commercialize his life-saving device. We have an aerospace engineer who has developed an electronic tattoo, which can be affixed to human tissue to monitor vital signs of patients. We have Anthony Atala, who's a surgeon and regenerative medicine researcher, medical researcher, who's been working on a very exciting area of innovation in terms of regenerative medicine. His laboratory has already developed a lab-grown organ, the bladder, and they're working on developing a new kidney. And of course, these all have massive, massive potential in terms of transforming our lives in the future. So there's some really very exciting innovations that cover a whole range of areas that are being worked on at the moment.